This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And I was mentioning before, I did some jury nullification outreach today. Went out with another early mover here, somebody who actually just moved within the last week here to the Keene area as part of the Free State Project. We've got people moving all the time here. Of course, the Free State Project is the idea of concentrating liberty-minded people in one geographic area. New Hampshire was chosen as the destination. And jury nullification's really taken off this year, Rich. You were on the board of directors for the new board of NHJury.com. And NHJury is kind of an outreach organization specifically focusing on jury nullification, promoting that within New Hampshire. There's a great national-level group called the Fully Informed Jury Association. So anybody outside of New Hampshire, I recommend they check out FIJA.org. If you are in New Hampshire or you just want to see how we're doing it here, go to NHJury.com. But here, this year, it's been a real uptick in the amount of activists who become interested in this project. And we now have 6 or 7 of the 10. There are only 10 counties in New Hampshire. So, I mean, what are there, like 60 in Florida or something ridiculous like that? 68?
Yeah, like that.
Here, there's only 10 of them. And so there's only a few courthouses to cover. And we've got 6 or 7 out of those 10 covered now on a regular basis. There are people doing jury nullification outreach.
And I got to give a lot of props to Joel Valenzuela and the Rights Brigade for that.
Yeah, he pretty much single-handedly.
They've done a lot of work.
He pretty much single-handedly organized, like, probably 5 out of those 7 locations.
Yeah, so, we've been handling Keene, but he's done a lot of work.
And there's been guys doing it in Grafton for a while. So Keene and Grafton, or the Cheshire County and Grafton County in New Hampshire, have been doing it for a while. Right. But now, this year, it's just exploded across the state. And it's really easy to do it here in New Hampshire. You go relatively unmolested. There's, I guess, been a courthouse in the Seacoast where the bureaucrats have come out or the court security agents have tried to shoo the activists away from the doors. And I guess they did. They didn't stand their ground, so they did where they were successfully shooed away from the front doors. Here in Cheshire County, they tried to tell me years ago to stop opening doors for people and to stop being to don't be courteous were the exact words that were used to me, and I did get them on video saying that, and it makes for a pretty entertaining video. And then when they went back in the court, I opened the door for them as they went back in, so I totally ignored what they told me. And ever since that day, that was in 2009, I think. I mean, it was a while back. Ever since then, I've never had one negative interaction with the sheriff's officers at that courthouse, any of the uniformed agents, as far as outside doing jury nullification outreach. It's been completely uneventful. We've had success after success of people in New Hampshire. It's like 90%+ of the people that will walk into the courthouse will take these flyers. Unfortunately, it doesn't go so well in other places. We've got video footage from, this is Ocean County, New Jersey, where Jim Babb, who's a great activist in the Philadelphia region, I don't know, he likes to float around to different courthouses and do jury outreach as a one-man band, which
Jersey isn't that far for him.
Yeah. So he likes to go to these different places and try doing jury outreach, and yeah, sometimes you have better luck than others in places like New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and in this case, it didn't work out very well. Thankfully, he didn't get taken away in handcuffs, but it got pretty intimidating with what happened. I've got the audio here from the YouTube video on George Donnelly's YouTube channel. This is Jim Babb being encountered in – he's inside the court facility right now in this footage. He's on like a walkway, some sort of a bridged kind of walkway maybe between buildings where he's handing out flyers, jury nullification flyers to potential jurors. And that is when he is confronted by this uniformed security agent. turns on his camera.
Okay, I'm recording and live streaming you. Your name?
What's your name?
I don't answer questions. No, nothing personal.
I don't have to answer questions.
One of the reasons I wanted to play this is because Jim Babb is awesome, and the way he handles his interactions with these bureaucrats, remember, he's alone. There's no one else with him. All he has is his flyers and his video device, which I believe is a smartphone, but I'm not sure about that. I think it is judged on the quality of the video here. So the way he handles these interactions, his responses, or lack thereof, great stuff you can learn from this.
I'm just telling you that you're free to distribute your information, but you can't solicit in a public area.
Okay, not soliciting.
What does solicit mean, Mark? You're a salesman.
To sell things, to attempt to sell things at the very least.
If you are giving away information about people's rights, is that considered soliciting by any definition that you could possibly stretch to?
That would be pamphleting.
Only if the pamphlet requests them to take a specific action, then you might be able to say that the pamphlet is soliciting. Soliciting them to take the action that's in the pamphlet.
Yeah, I could see them trying to stretch to that. But
I would think at the very least that there would need to be money changing hands for it to be solicitation.
See, that I don't know about.
Well,
it
you
might
can solicit
be
without the, getting the, you know, without having someone agree to buy what you're soliciting.
And there are different meanings to the word. An attorney in Britain is a solicitor. So, all of the possible meanings of that could be roped into the legal definition of solicit.
Well, I'll take a look on that. But what just asking somebody for money is solicitation, in my opinion.
I agree, yes. It's the pitch of the requesting money for a service of some sort or a product.
I'm gonna have
but
to go
what
little...
about asking him for Bitcoin?
Asking that would be soliciting. Yeah. Anything, any kind of trade or consideration in return for a product or service, requesting that would be a solicitation.
In criminal law, solicitation is the act of offering or attempting to purchase goods or services, according to this. In England and Wales, however, it does talk about the term. It's soliciting is... usually for a person, whether male or female, persistently to loiter or solicit in a street or public place for the purpose of prostitution. So a solicitor at that point is just fine for that.
Moving on here with more of the interaction.
Okay, but you can't...
Is there a regulation about that limits freedom of speech here that I need to know about?
It's not limiting your freedom of speech.
Okay, great.
This is, we have jurors coming in here, and you can't tamper with the jurors.
Oh, no, that's not tampering with jurors. It's a free speech area where I'm allowed to exercise my First Amendment right.
Right.
And that,
see, what these bureaucrats count on is that you don't know what you're doing. They figure you're just some dupe who's trying to hand something out to people and that they can come around and make some misinterpretations of what the law says to you as though it's actually the law and that you'll just accept what they say because she's wearing a badge and she has a uniform on. So she must know the law, right? Well, no. Turns out government bureaucrats most of the time don't even know the law, as you'll find out here in just a few moments when she calls in the big boss man to come talk to him, and he'll admit that he actually doesn't even know the law that they're trying to enforce upon him. But yet they throw around terms like solicitation and jury tampering, and that's another one you can look up. Jury tampering is where you're attempting to influence a juror into voting a specific way on a specific case.
Right. So, hey, if you find Big Tony guilty, I'll bet something terrible happens to your knee. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that would be jury tampering because, yeah. A,
or
we're talking
if you
about
vote
Big Tony's...
Tony,
what's that?
Or if you vote to acquit Tony, I will pay you.
Specific case, Big Tony's case, specific action... which way you want it to happen. So, you know, you don't find Big Tony guilty, or you do find Big Tony guilty. You have jury tampering.
Right.
However, if you were talking about, look, here's some information about how you, a thousand year right to, you know, to judge the law, not just the person who's being accused, you can find that you don't agree with the law and still find the person not guilty if that's what you wish to do, because that's the right of a juror.
Right.
Then, that's fine. There's just no good standing for this.
You might even be able to argue jury tampering if it wasn't a specific case. If you were, say, standing outside of a drug trial and saying, all drug trials should be nullified, or all drug trials should be not guilty. They could probably argue for jury tampering in that case.
They could argue for it, but I would say you still have a First Amendment right to do
it. You might be right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but even that's not what's going on here. This is Jim Babb giving out information about the right of jury nullification, which does not say which way you should vote. It just says you can vote not guilty based on your conscience. This is Free Talk Live, and we'll play more of the audio coming up.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com, with coupon code FTL10.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And tonight, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with more of New Jersey's Ocean County, where Jim Babb was confronted and threatened with being arrested with jury tampering. And it gets more intense here in the video as the initial security agent of the courthouse calls over her boss to attempt to really put the threats on James. We'll show you, or rather play for you, the audio from the video here in moments. And also, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. I want to invite you to our website. It's shop.freetalklive.com to go and get your shopping done for the holidays. Go ahead and check the stuff off the list right now. And Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. You find Amazon there. There's even a link for Walmart. But there's Amazon Canada, Amazon US, Amazon UK. You just go there, click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. That's if you're going to use like a credit card or something like that. If you've got Bitcoin, then you can always go to saveitpurse.com and save big time on your purchases. But if you're going the regular route, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done for the holiday season, or just for you, at shop.freetalklive.com. Michael is in Longview, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Michael.
I've noticed recently, because it's come up more, I guess, that usually when somebody brings up race, you know, either they're black, complaining about white people complain about black people, or whatever it is, that you're kind of short with them, which I don't...
Yeah, I'm really tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't fault you on that at all. I mean, I kind of am too. I'm kind of of the opinion that, you know, like when people ask me why I don't spank my children, you know, physically abuse them, that's how I think of it. I think of a world where if children were never exposed to violence, spanking or whatever kind of violence, that maybe they'd grow up in a world where, you know, they don't even think about it.
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be great. Unfortunately, we don't live in that world yet.
I wonder about this. My child's never been spanked. I mean, your children, are they little angels? Do they never use violence against each other?
They have. And, you know, yeah. I have spanked my children before. I mean, it's been years since I've spanked one of my children. But, you know, I prefer to not spank them and, you know, just explain the consequences of what they're doing. And hopefully they'll learn from that. And for the most part, they have.
Excellent.
Well, the scientific experiment I'm doing at my house with one kid, because that's all I got.
It's not scientific unless there's a control.
Certainly not. It is that we don't spank, but also television's happening and things like that. And I wonder to myself how much, he was just... His uncle Ian loaned him some videos today, and he was watching the first third of the season of Transformers. This is the 80s cartoon, the old one. And he was very excited when he got lent these videos. And you know, I mean, there's punching, there's swords. There's
a lot of violence in that show.
Lots of this stuff. And I wonder how much he learns, because he's, you know, it's not like he's fighting, not doing a lot of fighting himself, but he wants to wrestle, he wants to pretend to do these things, and that's all fine, but
Well, you can move to the island of the pacifists and raise your child there where he will never, ever be exposed to violence, but if he ever ventures out into the real world where there are real nutcases and cops and thieves and other people, my expectation is that that kid would probably get slaughtered. I mean, a kid should learn to fight when he's a child. A kid should learn to defend himself.
I hear there's an app for that now.
Well, there is, if you want to do it Fight Club style. I would generally recommend seeking some training at your local kung fu school first. That's what I did.
Michael, any other thoughts on the subject? Go for it.
I was just kind of wondering, I mean, you're just tired of hearing about race? Is that pretty much what it boils down to?
No, I mean, can't we just be human beings and judge people based on their, you know, the content of their actions and their character? And their words?
That's absolutely what we should do.
Thanks, Michael, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Jim Babb in the hallways of the county, Ocean County, New Jersey. Sheriff's court security comes up, threatens him with possible jury tampering charges for handing out jury information, claims that he's soliciting. He says, I'm not soliciting. I'm not selling anything. And I'm not tampering with the jury either. I'm giving them information about their rights. So here's the some more of the clip.
That's what I'm here to do.
Okay.
Are you going to prevent me from doing that?
I'm not preventing you.
Okay, so I'm just, that's what I'm here to do. I'm not soliciting. If there's some other law or regulation I need to know about, please let me know.
It's our policy, and you cannot in a public building.
Okay.
All right, so she goes away, and she gets her boss man to come out. He's going to lay down the law.
And I think it's interesting what he's doing here is inside the building. Now, I have never seen jury outreach done inside of a building.
I've done it.
Isn't that in reach? If you do it inside.
Gotcha.
I've done it here, and I did it when the new courthouse opened up here, and they basically wrote an order. The judge wrote an order banning all flyering on the property or on the inside of the building. So that's why I now do it outside, because if I were to do it inside, I would violate the judge's order, which would mean a contempt of court charge. So I have actually done that, Mark, here in Cheshire County one time.
And you got kicked out and you don't do it anymore.
Yeah, and now there's an order that bans all flyering of any sort, any kind of transferring of paperwork from one person to another. So actually all of the court clerks are in violation of the judge's order every single day, multiple times a day.
If they could,
this is written.
If they could say that we just ban Ian from doing the things that he wants to do, they would.
They can't do that, though. So anyway, going on here.
Are you James?
Yes.
Joe Green.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm a lieutenant here at the sheriff's office. Hang on a second. Go ahead.
So Mr. Joe Green, the sheriff's lieutenant, is Mr. Nice Guy. Hey, are you Jim? Hey, I'm Joe Green. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm from the sheriff's office.
You got it going?
He's even waiting for him to get the video started and pointing at it. You got the camera rolling there? Super nice guy, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Green?
Yeah, Lieutenant Green. I'm with the sheriff's office. I just wanted to let you know what you're doing. Awesome. Support it 100%.
Great. We can't do it here.
You just can't. I support you 100%, Jim, but you're going to have to move along. Go
I would
over
rather
by
my
the dumpster.
You're making all kinds of fun, but I would rather have my bureaucrats act like this.
Oh, no. He's just acting.
I wasn't sure about, I didn't see any rule that limited free speech here.
Well, no, it's not a free speech thing. It's a jury tampering thing. We have jurors coming through here.
No, I have a trial going on. You know what I mean?
No, I
completely.
But I'm here. This is a public throughway. As far as I know, this is an area. I'm just handing out to the general public, and that's what I do. I've done this at dozens and dozens of courthouses.
I understand
this
that.
It's a public area. Unless you have a law or a regulation you wanted to bring to my attention, I will be exercising my right of free speech.
No,
unless I'm somehow threatened or, you know, coerced otherwise.
I'm not
I will, of course, obey.
Oh, I'm not threatening you, he says.
Now, that's all they got.
Well, so they're trying the nice approach. The lady threatening him earlier didn't work, so now they're sending out the boss man with the Mr. Friendly bureaucrat approach. But as you'll see here, things get less than friendly in this video. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. Maybe you want to talk about jury nullification or standing up for your rights, which is something that Jim Babb is fantastic at doing. He's actually one of the hosts of Freedom Fiends, a great show. It's an overnight libertarian talk show, and it's heard on LRN.FM and some radio stations as well. And Jim Babb has gone it alone more times than not in these courthouses and has been threatened before. This is not his first rodeo with these clowns, like this goon from the sheriff's department who has come out now to play Mr. Nice Bureaucrat and act like, oh, hey, Jim, you know, I really support what you're doing here, man, but you got to do it somewhere else. You can't be doing it here inside the courthouse. Why don't you go down there somewhere where there's other people and you won't be talking to the potential jurors, who, of course, are the people you're trying to actually reach with a message of jury nullification, which in a nutshell is your right to vote based on your conscience. So when Jim continues to stand up for himself, Mr. Nice Bureaucrat becomes progressively, well, he loses the facade.
I will be exercising my right of free speech unless I'm somehow threatened or, you know, coerced otherwise. I will, of course, obey, you know, any lawful order, but I am exercising my right that's protected by the First Amendment.
Who's that?
You know, I'm not here to cause trouble, but this is what I do, and it is allowed.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
If you have... some regulation you wanted me to look at, I'd be happy to.
But I'm not soliciting. What I'm trying to do right now is just ask you nicely to go down and do it on the sidewalk downstairs.
Oh, so he's just asking. He's just asking nicely. Well, thank you. I'm going to politely decline. Thank you for asking nicely. I'm politely declining and will continue to hand out my information that I want to give to these people because freedom of speech, buddy. This is a government building. I've done this before. This isn't the first time I've been, you know, here doing this or in courthouses generally doing this. Jim is absolutely right. He's well within his rights here. And the bureaucrats, he's just asking. And if ever bureaucrat says that they're just asking you to do something, by all means, feel free to clarify. Oh, so you're just asking me? Yeah, I'm just asking you. Okay, well, thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Have a nice day.
Okay, well, this is actually the best spot for me right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
This is the best spot.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to go in and actually get the statue. I don't know it off of the top of my head.
What?
And then I'm going to bring you downstairs.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. I thought he said he wasn't threatening him. Now, when he says I'm going to bring you downstairs, does that mean he's going to just invite him to come downstairs?
I don't think it does.
It could mean that my response would be, well, I won't go with you.
Yeah. He doesn't respond that way, but generally when bring you downstairs is used, that means he's going to put you in handcuffs and take you down to his office where they will be booked and processed and charged with some sort of trumped up nonsense.
Well, definitely, if I will bring you or I will take you, the I is the subject and you become an object.
Exactly.
Of that.
Yeah, you will become his possession at that point. So it's all of a sudden become threatening, this conversation that moments ago was just a nice
pretty quick
request.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd be happy to review it with you if you want to take a look.
I'm not gonna do this with you. Okay.
Do what?
go through all of this. I'll go through it with you. You know, you're gonna do what I tell you to do when I come back out here. You understand?
Oh, yes, as I said, not so nice now.
Well, that's a different story. You're going to do what I tell you to do when I come back out here.
That's right.
Assuming he has the law in his hand.
He'll tell him what to do anyway when he comes back out.
I got what you're saying, but at the very least, that's something different than I'm going to go look at the law, and then I'm going to come back here and take you downstairs. It's different than
he's not going to have a law when he comes back because he does. There's
no law.
Yeah,
right. So
I think Ian knows how it ends.
Yeah. Ian's pretty.
Well,
familiar.
Actually, he doesn't end up coming. Well, you'll see what happens here shortly.
Sounds a little authoritarian.
I'm going there. Well, that's my job. That's what I do.
Okay. Do I interfere with free speech?
No. How did I start this conversation?
I told you the same thing, sir.
Yeah.
How did I start this conversation? What did I? You want to rewind your tape?
You don't have to get nasty.
I'm not getting nasty. Okay. I'm just asking you. Right. You want to rewind?
I'm assuming we can talk about this as you know.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
I'm trying to. But now you're making my job more difficult.
How is that?
Because you're saying you want statutes and all of this. I don't know this off the top of my head. I'm not a walking encyclopedia.
Okay, so law enforcement officer claims not to know the law on something. He comes out here. He doesn't need to be a walking encyclopedia. He was called to the scene.
He made specific threats. He was in the office before he came.
He's using a term like jury tampering.
Yeah.
And, you know, perhaps he could have looked that up before he came along.
It wouldn't have hurt.
But, you know, it's easier to just bluster. I mean, most of the time it works. Most of the time they can just shoot from the hip and say whatever they want, and people will believe them. They're not up against Jim Babb, usually, when it comes to this. Now, remember, Jim is alone here. He has no one else backing him up. So one of the things...
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't try this alone. Please don't do what Jim Babb has done. Even if you know your stuff, try to bring somebody else out with you. Because one of the things that the bureaucrats have successfully done is they have interdicted and prevented him from handing out any other flyers. By simply monopolizing his time with this conversation, anyone who's walking by, potential jurors who are going into the courthouse, are not being handed flyers by Jim because he's too busy talking to these bureaucrats. If there was a second person there, the second person could continue handing out flyers, if they have the gumption to do so, in front of the very bureaucrats who are threatening them over it, and Jim could deal with the bureaucrats. So,
yeah, if you have allies with you, then the whole thing switches around, and
right.
You can monopolize the cop's time and prevent him from hassling your allies.
You could distract him.
At least until he gets back up.
Exactly. Having numbers, having more of you than there are of them is a game changer every single time. So let's go on here with the audio.
Well, just help me understand. If you're not offhand aware of a statute that prevents me from being here, why are we having a conversation?
It's called jury tampering. And I'm seeing jurors walking past with their jury tags on, okay? And right now there's trials going on related to what you're doing.
Well,
and
directly related to any particular trial.
I'm asking you, please, man to man, go down where you're allowed to be. This is considered county property.
I'm asking you, man to man, get down to your office and quit bothering me.
See, at that point, another tactic that I would have at least considered would be to say, well, here, take some of my literature and you go read it and tell me exactly which part of it directly relates to this case.
Yeah, that would have been a good move.
Because he probably doesn't even know what's in the literature yet.
Yep, I bet you're right about that, too.
Okay. Up here. Okay.
Nope, not okay.
Well, I'd like to find out on what authority this command is coming from.
2C. Authority is Lieutenant Green from the Sheriff's Office right here. This whole thing right here is my responsibility.
Okay, but are you just kind of making this up as we go along?
No,
may I see a copy of the policy, please? Could you provide that for me?
We don't write down our policies. If we wrote down our policies, we'd be responsible for upholding them and stuff. We make them up when we find people that are doing things that annoy us. That's our policy. Stop annoying us.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, he says you're in violation of this policy, but I don't know what the policy is. Without knowing what the policy is, how can he possibly know whether anybody's in violation
and
of it?
Further, if he has to go and get the policy, then when he comes back, he's going to arrest you anyway, if you're still there, basically, is what he said.
Yeah, so basically, I won't research this without arresting you for making me research it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to find something that I can print out for you, sir. You that this has been and is the policy. Okay?
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
We are asking you once again to step outside.
In the meantime, I'm going to need you to address this. And we'll meet you up right down there.
And you're ordering me to do that?
Yes, I am.
You're under threat of some kind of violence?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not violence.
No. It is a threat. He did say yes, that he's ordering him and that, yes, it is a threat. But no violence would be used. No, of course not. I mean, we're gentlemen.
How do you intend to arrest me without violence, sir? You might find that difficult. I might just walk away.
So he goes downstairs. Finally, now he's under orders from this man. He knows that if he continues, this man is going to put him in handcuffs. So not feeling like getting arrested. Can't blame him. He heads downstairs at this point and awaits their arrival with the supposed law, right? They're going to go and do this research and, you know, show him the rules. What are they citing? So we'll get into that section of the video, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got moments remaining here, and maybe enough time for you. If you join us now, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're playing audio from Jim Babb. He's a great liberty activist from the Philadelphia area. In this case, he's actually in Ocean County, New Jersey, where he's handing out jury nullification information and was subsequently threatened by members of the sheriff's department, including the head boss man of the sheriff's department for the courthouse. He threatens him, and ultimately, while on one hand claiming he's not threatening him, does threaten him with arrest if he continues to hand out the flyers, tells him to go downstairs and then wait as he retrieves some supposed ordinance or whatever that he's violating, supposedly jury tampering, which, of course, he's not jury tampering because he's not telling anyone how to vote on a case. He's suggesting that they learn about their rights, which is the right to jury nullify, to vote your conscience in a case. That doesn't tell you which way to vote. It just informs you that you have the right to vote whichever way you darn well feel like voting. And this is a huge threat to the court system. It's a huge threat to the status quo, and they react accordingly in
a lot of places. It's a huge threat. We've been informing people of this in Keene, New Hampshire for years.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted for years. Every juror in the entire county that comes here gets a flyer from what, just about
pretty
every
much,
one of
yeah.
them gets it. And it's been happening for years, and so far we haven't seen a single case
of nullification.
Well,
you wouldn't know necessarily.
We don't know.
you don't follow, I don't take the time to follow which cases are in the courthouse and which ones have which outcomes. In the cases of the activists who've had trials, we have yet to see an actual nullification. Although Kathleen Converse, who is a liberty activist, and she spoke on the jury nullification panel with you and I at Keenvention, Rich, she was actually on a jury, and she helped nullify a jury here in New Hampshire. So it has happened in New Hampshire with the assistance of a Free State Project early mover. So we don't ultimately know how effective this has been, but I have had jurors thank me because they have they impaneled the Pettit juries for 2 months here. And so you give them flyers 1 month, and then if you come back the next month, you'll see the same people come in, and they'll give you some feedback sometimes, and they'll say that they appreciated the information. So it is having an impact, and the ideas are a threat to the state. That's why they respond in this way. If your ideas weren't a threat to the state, they would just let you hand them out.
Let's say the ideas are the state finds the ideas threatening.
Well, right. If someone actually implements them, it is a threat to their status quo. Let's go to Glenn. He's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Hi, guys. There's 11 minutes left. Could you please cut to the chase? And this is somewhat interesting, but you're kind of flogging it to death with your endless play-by-play banner.
All right, we'll get right on that. Thanks, Glenn. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Since he's in such a rush, here's some more of the audio.
What's that?
All right, we're now outside, by the way. James has gone outside. He's awaited the return of these two sheriff's agents, and they have, true to their word, actually come back. I kind of thought they were going to just, you know, he was going to go outside, and then they were just going to leave him there. But they actually did come back to further threaten him.
Information. Yeah, no, it's not optional at this point.
Am I being investigated for a crime?
Can we turn a little bit? I can't see it.
Oh, sure.
As a matter of fact, you may be, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, right here, this is the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office. Yeah. We just sat down with the number one and number two attorneys over there. And according to them, 2C29-8, little c, is tampering with the jury.
Now, he did not bother to print out this 2C29-8. As Jim had requested, he wanted to see the law in question, not just be given some rattled numbers and letters.
Well, okay, so police officers generally do not produce the law for people to view. The interpretation of the law is left to the courts in these circumstances. So I think he has plenty of legal standing to do what he does.
Well, I don't know. He might have legal standing to do it, but it does. I mean, he just said he conferred with the prosecutor.
Sure.
Now, the prosecutors have computers, and they can certainly dump something to the printer. So
a police officer
in this situation would be trying to convince the guy at least that what he's doing is against the law, because that's how you peacefully get somebody to go away.
Well, working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry. This is really poor customer service because you're not a customer of the government.
Well, and now there's an investigation. The guy has admitted now he's being investigated officially for jury tampering, and they are not allowing him to leave.
And what you're handing out, that you obviously have gotten rid of at this point, what you were handing out to jurors as they walked past, could be construed as tampering with the jury, which is a third-degree charge. So now, yes, we are investigating a crime, and I'm going to ask you for your... Please take your hands out of your pocket, first of all, and give me your driver's license.
So things are getting pretty intense here. He's moments away from possibly being arrested.
Thank you.
If you
just stopped, we wouldn't have to be arresting you right now, but you're a bad, 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 bad person.
You see what you made me do to you, wife? Now I've broken your jaw.
Times, and the question has come up, but it's always... it is a free speech protected activity. So,
well,
sometimes it just
the right to a fair jury trial trumps your right to free speech right now.
But,
yeah.
You know, feel free to take my information.
What's that?
What happened? That was a long time ago.
Now, when he asks what happens, he's feigning some kind of concern for Jim.
For what?
He points to his license. When he's asking the question, he's pointing to his photograph on the license. I don't know if he had like a black eye or something like that. Maybe there was some sort of, problem with his face on the license photo. But, you know, acting like he's so concerned for his well-being.
3400 Central Ave,
so anyway, this goes on for a few moments. happens here. And
we understand what you're trying to do. The issue is that there's a jury trial going on right now.
There's a jury trial going on all the time. It's a courthouse, lady.
Yeah.
These buyers have the potential to influence the jury. And
that's the idea, to give them information.
Well, not really, you know. But I don't expect you to, you know, make that determination.
But you understand that I have to do my job.
Sure, I understand.
No, your job is to enforce the law.
It's not the first person to raise that question, but it's been settled. So sometimes it just takes them a little while to figure it out. You know, I'm not here to, you know, challenge anyone's authority or ruffle feathers, but I have a job to do like you do.
Jimmy's.
I've been enjoying using their lines sometimes back on them like that, like you just did there. Well, I'm just doing my job too, lady. You're doing your job, I'm doing mine. My job's to give people information. Your job's to stop them from getting it, apparently.
I'll tell you the line that gets a laugh every time I watch the video with somebody is when we're giving Maggie Hassan what for.
Oh, yeah.
And the security card comes up and says, can I help you? And I don't know which one of us, but one of us says, nope, we're doing just fine talking to Maggie.
Yeah, that was a great video. Let's go on.
You know, public property is, you know, you're allowed to pass out information on public property.
Right.
You know, so.
She looks so uncomfortable right now. Mm-hmm. In the studio.
She's used to just telling people to do things they do.
Okay. So she gets the license. Now she's looking over his license. They're copying down information. And I apologize for the downtime in the video. But ultimately, they let him go. Thank goodness he does not get arrested in this particular circumstance. And, you know, they conduct whatever this investigation is. I'm not even sure. He's on the two-way radio talking to somebody over there about who knows what. And
yeah, if we push him hard enough, he'll leave. And that's all they really wanted him to do anyway, was leave.
Well, they may generate a warrant for him one day.
They might.
That happened with Ademo, where they didn't arrest him while he was jogging, but then they issued a warrant for him later.
Certainly could happen.
So Mr. Tubby comes back up. They get the license back.
Okay. You going? Still going? Got it. Good. Okay. Let me turn my turn again, because I can't see you. This is what's going to happen now. You have to be done with it for right now. Okay. Okay. We're going to Judge Blaney. We have a trial going on right now. Okay. Judge Blaney is going to interview his jurors, and we're going to go from there. We'll find out, you know, if any jurors had potentially was exposed to what you were handing out.
So they're going to continue the investigation. So, yeah, Rich, you might be right. I mean, there may be they copied down his information, his license, address information, and they're going to possibly file a charge or maybe not. I'm sure we will find out more if this case develops.
He won't be the first one they charged handing out jury nullification information they charged.
Julian Akimian over and over again.
We are out of time for tonight. Check out Rich Paul over at the Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook and our website, brand new, redesigned. It's freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.